You know we love our first-time guests. Had a chance to hang with her watching Oregon knock off Michigan State and thought she would be a great addition to our radio program. Full plate working for KOIN News in Portland, a reporter for the Oregon Ducks on Sports Illustrated. You can follow on Twitter. The handle is at Allie S. Osborne. Allie, thanks for joining us. How's life up there in the 503?
Oh, my gosh. I am sleep-deprived and thriving. Thank you so, so much for having me on the show today.
So, as a first-time guest, I love the backstory. So, you're a Duck grad from the J School, yeah. 2021. So, Allie, whether it's the teams, players, family members, your formative years, what made you such a passionate sports fan who really, really loves football?
Oh, my word. Well, that all the credit for that goes to my dear old dad. He is an Oregon native. He's been a fan of the Ducks since way before I was even a thought in his head. He's been a Ducks fan for forever. He's about a little over 25-year season ticket holder for the University of Oregon. As soon as I could talk, he was taking me to Oregon games. I was going up the steps of Austin. So it's just been kind of a forever passion in my life. Went to the University of Oregon, graduated in 2021 from the SOJC, SCO Ducks. Started my career in Oregon in Bend, and now I am finally back in Portland, Oregon, with Everyday Northwest, Coin Sports, and Oregon Ducks on Sports Illustrated. It's just been a blessing and really kind of a full circle moment to be able to be back here and cover the news that I love and the teams that I love, specifically the Oregon Ducks.
So I mentioned, and you just said, when you graduated, it means you were here, Justin Herbert, Sabrina,
yes,
great
some
great baseball, softball, volleyball. So, Allie, when you think of your time in school from a sports angle, what are some of the top memories that come to your mind?
Oh, my word. Well, one of the top memories I have is during 2020. Around that time, it was really hard to get internships because of the panoramic, as you know. And I got a kind of gig with the Oregon Sports Network, which is the video production crew that works with the University of Oregon. It was all in-house at the time because with the Pac-12, all the media kind of areas were in-house for each university. And they brought on a bunch of interns, and I was able to, during the pandemic, work on ESPN and Fox Sports One and runner space crews for different events throughout the University of Oregon and Oregon State. And the thing that I remember the most that really stands out to me during that time was in the 2020 UCLA versus Oregon game, the crew for ESPN allowed me to hold a light for the sideline reporter because they heard that that's what I wanted to do, and I was also not shy about telling them. So they said, here, go hold the dang light and follow around Taylor McGregor for a while. Phenomenal college football sideline reporter. And during halftime, she came up to me and she said, okay, the UCLA sports information directors are saying we can get Chip Kelly. And as a longtime Oregon Ducks fan, I am freaking out. I'm losing my mind. I'm like, oh my God, we get to be around Chip Kelly. I get to breathe the same air as Chip Kelly right now. And we go into the opposing team tunnel and out comes Chip Kelly. And he shakes both of our hands and he goes, hi, I'm Chip. And I'm like, I know. Oh my God. Like trying to keep it cool, holding this heavy light, just losing my mind. Another thing was I used to work the pool at the Eugene Country Club as a summer job for just while I was going to the University of Oregon. And the nicest person ever, every time I was working that bar was Mark Helfrich, former coach Mark Helfrich, the nicest guy. He came up for the first time and I was like, hi, coach. And he's like, oh, you know who I am. He was shocked that I knew who he was. And I was like, of course I do. I know everything about you. What do you mean? And he was such a sweet, sweet guy, answered questions I had. So it's been, those two stand out to me the most when I had my time at Oregon, just the kindness of the people in the Oregon program, and around me that are willing to indulge my duck insanity, if you will.
You got to love the Chip Health connection. So,
oh, my gosh, yeah.
Allie, I'm always curious. Here in Eugene, yeah, obviously the buzz for this game is palpable. In Portland, sure. I get folks not exactly, I mean, it's not like they're excited about the Blazers, but whatever you're drinking in, TV coverage, radio, print, online, how wired is the city of Portland, would you say, about this matchup?
I would say that everybody in the state is focused on this matchup. We have the Beavers on a bye week. CW specifically, the channel I work for, has a Pac-12 deal when it comes to Washington State and Oregon State. We don't have that this weekend. The biggest football game this weekend is in Eugene, Oregon versus Ohio State, and I believe we are all bracing for it. We're talking about it on my lifestyle show, Everyday Northwest, every single morning, and that is not just because I insist we do it. That's because it's the biggest story of this week. We're bringing it up as much as we can, following it. Of course, with my writing for Oregon Ducks on Sports Illustrated, I am writing about this every single day. There hasn't been a tweet that I've put out this week about Ohio State that hasn't gotten some significant views. People are excited. People are jacked up for this. I mean, most of the hotels in Eugene are booked. This is going to be very much folks, not just in the state of Oregon, but from out of state coming in to watch this. This is really a historic game, the first game Austin has held of this magnitude with these ranked teams. It's going to be incredible, and I think not just Eugene is excited about it. Really, all of Oregon and even the country is very, very hyped up for this matchup.
Talking with Allie Osborne, Oregon Ducks on Sports Illustrated, and more. And even though most have circled this game since summer, you got to go game by game. But now that it's Buckeye week, from their five wins, you know, they've got a top four scoring offense, top one scoring defense. In preparing this game, what's standing out to you about what makes the Buckeyes so dangerous?
Well, what makes the Buckeyes so dangerous is their rushing offense. Of course, they're fourth in scoring for offense in the NCAA. They've outscored their opponents 230-34. They just beat Iowa 35-7. Pretty distinct. I mean, there's so much to get excited about when it comes to the Ohio State offense. And that really is kind of a testament to a man that I've mentioned just recently on this radio show, which is the new offensive coordinator for Ohio State, Chip Kelly, coming in and transforming the Buckeyes' offense. I interviewed former running back Kenyon Barner and Jonathan Stewart. Kenyon Barner, of course, went through the majority of Chip Kelly's tenure at University of Oregon, and he spoke pretty clearly about Chip Kelly's turn to Ohio State, that he's going to be real dangerous. He's going to be rushing. He's going to make it fast. He's going to make a fast offense that is constantly attacking Oregon's defense. And I think that that's something to really be excited about, because Oregon's defense excels when it comes to blocking the run. So it's going to be very excited for that.
You know, you and I were sitting on press row last week when Dylan Gabriel inexplicably, those two interceptions in the end zone that kind of kept Michigan State hanging around, he shelved it, ended up playing exceptionally well. So fair to say it's better he have those slip-ups against an opponent like that. So in preparing for this game, all the interviews that you've done and listened to, fair to say that Dylan has learned his lesson and is more likely to put his best foot forward Saturday.
Of course. I mean, every quarterback is going to have one game that they're going to want to get back. Dylan Gabriel, post-game for Michigan State, said that those red zone attempts, the Ducks went 4-for-6 in red zone attempts versus the Spartans. He said he wanted those back. Of course he's going to want those back. There were, for Dylan Gabriel specifically, he had a 63% on completions, 20-of-32 made completions versus attempts. The two interceptions, of course, seriously hurt the passing game for Oregon. Dylan Gabriel's first interception, of course, was versus UCLA, so this is really uncharacteristic for him to have that many in the past two games. And, I mean, it just sounds like there were some easy things on the passing game to improve on. There were some drops here and there in key moments where guys were open. Just Dylan Gabriel overthrowing it on a couple passes, specifically later in the third quarter versus the Spartans. It's just things to clean up. And what's good is that it happened now. It didn't happen this Saturday. where we are relying mostly on the run game, which is also quite interesting because that has been the biggest concern for the Ducks in the first part of this season. And versus Michigan State, the run game was essential for keeping the Ducks in it, specifically Jordan James and the offensive line, a great performance. But I think Dylan Gabriel having this kind of bump in the road before going to Ohio State is better than not, in my opinion. There's a lot of things to, a lot of minor things to improve on going into this massive historic contest, but I think he's got it, and I think he knows what he needs to do in order to be able to face the Buckeyes.
Couple final thoughts for Allie. So we all get a feeling about how a game will go. We've seen the Ducks now play five games. Ohio State's no secret. But the truth is, Allie, it's obviously the most severe test for each team. So what's in Allie's gut? You see a nail biter, a big edge either way? How do you see this beast of a game playing out?
Well, Ohio State is favored by 4 points on FanDuel, 3 points on other betting sites. This is the first time the Ducks have been home underdogs since 2018 versus the Washington Huskies. I have seen a lot of dialogue of Ohio State fans saying that this is going to be a walk in the park. I don't essentially think that that's the case. I think that this is the most talent that Ohio State has faced this season. When it comes to Oregon, I think that both of these teams are very physical. I think you're going to see a lot of physicality in this game, given that Oregon succeeded in the run game, really, versus Michigan State. They were able to restart that run game that's been so questionable. Ohio State, of course, strong in the run game. And also, let's talk about Oregon's defense, too. I really think when it comes to Tatum Tuioti, Jordan Birch having highlight games this past versus the Spartans, Bryce Betcher, we haven't even mentioned him yet. He's phenomenal. I honestly think that this is going to be a very physical game. I think that Ohio State and Ohio State fans are underestimating the amount of talent that Oregon has. Yes, Oregon's games have been close this season, but I think they're really going to put up a fight versus the Buckeyes.
By the way, the last time the Ducks were an underdog at home, they beat Washington in overtime.
Yes, they did.
The C.J. Verdell touchdown. So take that, FanDuel. Anyway, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Allie the artist, the doodler.
Yeah.
You have a post on your Twitter feed. It's a CW commercial. You're drawing Benny the Beaver, then a cougar, then multiple team mascots. It's fantastic. You've got to share the story and where you get your artistic acumen.
Oh my gosh, well, I'd love to. So I've been drawing ever since I was younger. When I went to the University of Oregon, I realized that I could use a lot of my art skills to complement my journalism abilities. I've worked with many athletes to create pieces for them. Jackson Powers Johnson, Popo Amovai, Marcus Harper II. At one point, when I was working and starting my career as a news reporter in Bend, I would get messages from Oregon athletes being like, "Hey, Allie, we've got a big game this weekend. Could you draw me as Iron Man? Hey, Allie, we've got something coming up. Could you draw me? I'm thinking of Marcus Harper said he was looking for a blacksmith. He wanted to be hammering the O." Like, it's been really cool to have the opportunity to work with Oregon sports athletes and also be able to do this for the CW, because we have so many amazing programs we work with. And when our creative services team at COIN and Portland CW reached out to me and said, "Hey, we know you have these art skills. We'd love to do something with it." And we made this commercial happen. It's just amazing to be able to have that side of me shown as well, and have that side of me and those skills also be used to further highlight how amazing the Oregon sports community really is.
Well, now I'm starting to think, what do I want Allie to draw me like?
I love it.
First of all, much less gray hair, maybe dunking in a New York Knicks uniform against the Boston Celtics. But I'm not. I don't want to be held to that just yet, folks.
Okay.
She's Allie Osborne. Like I said, keep up if you can, doing work for Coin TV in Portland, reporting for the Oregon Ducks on Sports Illustrated, part of the CW. Again, run it by me. What is your morning fashion talk all about? Where can folks find that?
So you can be on Everyday Northwest. We air on Portland CW 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every weekday. You can find me there. You can also find me online at Oregon Ducks on Sports Illustrated. There's an article for me posted almost every day. And you can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at Allie S. Osborne, like Ozzy Osbourne, but without the U.
And without the family insanity. But anyway, I'll also find you on Press Row Saturday. Again, on Twitter at Allie S. Osborne. Allie, great having you. Lots of fun. You do terrific work. And again, look forward to seeing you to watch this game again.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so glad I'm finally here.
All right. Take it easy, Allie. Bye.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. There you go.